This is St. Louis Public Radio. African Americans make up more than 50% of HIV cases in the St. Louis region. But addressing the stigma surrounding the virus in the Black community is an ongoing problem. Pastor Gwendolyn Lee from Spirit of Love Church is working to change that. She told St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson about how her younger brother revealed his HIV status to their family.
So when Victor brought all the stuff to the house, apparently after he gave his speech about, you know, him having HIV and about, you know, safe sex and everything, everybody was like silent from what I was told, because they were looking at my father like, oh my God, you know, what is Papa gonna say about this? And my father went over to the table and picked up a couple of condoms and put them in his pocket and kind of smiled. And then he went downstairs to his office. So I think that was him kind of affirming Victor's message without giving a big speech. So the thing was, we all knew he was gay, but we never talked about it.
They didn't talk about his sexual orientation or his HIV status because of the stigma around discussing it in the Black community. After her brother died, Gwendolyn Lee learned why the stigma is problematic.
There was a service held, you know, sponsored by Faith Community United. And they had this quilt. They have a quilt that was made. And each church was invited to, you know, do something in memory of someone if they had a family member who had died from AIDS. And my brother Victor was an artist. He was a wonderful, fabulous artist. And he made these T-shirts. And I took the only T-shirt that I had, and we put it on the panel. And so in honor and in memory of him, I put the picture of the quilt on Facebook, and then I put that panel of his on there as well. And then I mentioned, you know, about him passing away from HIV and AIDS and about how important it was to be tested. And it wasn't up maybe 2 hours. And then I got a call and text messages from my brother and my sister, you know, take that down. He didn't die from AIDS. And my sister called me and we had this conversation. They said, oh, well, you know, our mother's going to be upset if you have that on Facebook. But out of respect, I did take it down. I wasn't happy about it because, you know, again, that is the problem. We don't want to be honest and admit. And I just felt like that would have been a great legacy for his life.
Well, that takes me here. How do you address bigger issues like HIV and AIDS, especially when it's a pretty big deal in the African-American community, when being gay in the Black church is not seen as acceptable?
Well, in our congregation, when we did the quilt, and we had, I think it was three of us, and one member, I did not know, we didn't know that his brother had passed away from AIDS. And it was difficult for them at first to say that's what happened. But when they saw another member and myself say this is what our family member passed away from, then they also mentioned their brother. And then they thought about some of the good things about him, and they made a panel and they talked about his life and they had a picture of him. And, you know, so somebody has to start somewhere. And I guess if Faith Communities United had not come to our church, it could have been somewhere else and I would have participated as pastor, but I wouldn't have been able to minister to my members one-on-one.
So leadership plays a significant role.
Right. And I think I want our church to be a place where anybody is welcomed. And I want our church to be able to have dialogue with people from the gay community. I mentioned this on Saturday, that if members can put a face to HIV and AIDS, if members can get to know a person who is gay and who is HIV positive, or, you know, they have AIDS, if they can put a face and get to know the person instead of just the label, I think that will help bridge the gap and help spread the love.